Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Like many communities of color, American Indians and Alaska Natives have been disproportionately affected by the pandemic. According to the Indian Health Service, Native communities have more than 3.5 times the infection rate and are 4 times more likely to be hospitalized than whites. To bring public attention to this, the Oneida Indian Nation has unveiled a large piece of public art. Right next to the New York State Thruway in central New York State, drivers can see 7 giant illuminated teepees. And for more on this, let's talk to the leader of the Oneidas, Ray Hallbritter. Ray, welcome.
Seguli, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your program.
Now, I gather the Oneidas actually didn't live in teepees, and yet this public art is so striking for travelers. Tell us more about the teepees and how they connect with the message you're trying to send.
Well, we were inspired by similar artworks created by American Indian nations throughout the western part of the country. And we chose the teepee because it's a recognizable, very universally recognized symbol of Native American identity. Sure. It also represents the traditions of indigenous nations in the western part of the country, many of whom have experienced tremendous loss and suffering these last 2 years.
There are 7 teepees. Why 7?
Well, 7 generations. We are told in our culture to make decisions as a people, as a government, considering the decisions effect onto the 7th generation to the future of our children.
Understand. Now, Native American groups have a high rate of vaccination, yet they've been hit disproportionately by this pandemic. Help us understand a little bit about why and what you've seen personally.
Well, COVID has exposed in some ways, many of the inequalities within our society, diabetes, life expectancy rates, infant mortality rates, suicide rates, all disproportionately higher among the Native population. I mean, there's many statistics that show starking contrast.
I wonder if an example that you've seen comes to mind to put a human face on this.
It's just one of those diseases that you do your best to try to prevent catching, but it does happen. And among our elders, certainly, we've have some of our relatives and our friends that I've gone to school with, that I've known, that have unexpectedly, you know, one day that, you know, you're talking to them on the phone, the next day they're calling you from a hospital, the next day they're telling you they feel better, and the next day they pass away. And it's happened to me and it's happened to others.
So has this public art project, these teepees, have they stoked more of a public conversation that you're trying to get going?
There has been a fair amount of public interest, more than I really expected. In some sense, we wanted to just simply put out an expression. You know, you drive down during the day and you know, you see these teepees, but at night they glow in the evening. But they're all intended to convey a certain spirit of sympathy and awareness of the incredible effect COVID has had. You know, it's something we need to remind ourselves and to always be aware and conscious of protecting our, you know, our future for our children in particular.
Now, you are a successful business person, owner of a $1 billion gaming establishment. And you're also the founder of the Change the Mascot effort for pro sports. And in the past year and a half, we have seen the Washington football team drop its old name, the Cleveland baseball team drop its old name. Why is this, you think, a critical moment in our national conversation about race and Indigenous Americans?
Well, because the perception about people is so important. We see where people are dehumanized, that it affects the way people are treated, and the way our people are treated are affected by the way the people who have that power, the people in Congress, the people in the courts, the people who make the laws, and in our community leaders. I think a lot of what Native people have suffered from come from such decision-making that isn't always treating our people equally or fairly.
And why now? Do you think, is this part of this broader national reckoning we're having on race because of the past year, because of the murder of George Floyd and all the conversations that followed?
I think that's certainly all part of it. But for Native Americans, we are now in a position to have resources that we haven't had before. As you mentioned earlier, we have $1 billion gaming operation. We now have resources to be able to do the kinds of things we were always never able to do. We weren't able to hire lobbyists and lawyers. But there's no question that the incredible efforts and struggles by the Black community and the incredible heroic effort they've made has certainly made such a difference. But them making those efforts, there's no question it does make a difference. It's not easy. But nonetheless, there are some battles, some fights that you fight, not necessarily because you win, but because it's the right thing to do.
Ray Hallbritter is the leader of the Oneida Nation in upstate New York. Ray, great to talk to you.
Thank you for your time as well.